The two Park City mayoral candidates, Andy Bierman and Jack Thomas, along with City Council incumbents Alex Budwinski and Cindy Matsumoto, and City Council candidates Mary Windsor and Tim Henney, sat before an overflowing room of people at the Park Meadows Country Club. Candidates answered questions pre-written by the audience, as well as those posed by moderators Stacey Domalski and Mike Worrell. Topics ranged from salt on winter roads to making Main Street a pedestrian mall, from water conservation to affordable housing to open space, and whether the city should be present at the bargaining table in the lease dispute between Park City Mountain Resort and Talisker. Mayoral candidate and Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman, when asked about how the city can encourage young families to live in Park City, he said it's about diversifying the economy.
We need to create jobs with living wages. The resort economy does not generate a lot of jobs with living wages. Secondly, I think we need to have some housing inventory that's appropriate for them. Starter condos, something that people can afford for a starter family. Last, I think we need to keep it young. They don't want to be the only young people here.
Mayoral candidate and Planning Commissioner Jack Thomas said change is inevitable, but progress is not, and that the core values of the town should guide its every move.
These are values that are non-negotiable. These are commitments to the future. Every decision that we make should be anchored in those. So when we say small town, do we mean 5 to 10 stories? I'm concerned about what we do with the first three. When we say sense of community, do we mean Manhattan and the mountains? Do we become more urban? I don't think so, and I don't think you think so.
City Council incumbent Alex Budwinski says we need to remember that our community is supported by three legs of a stool, which are the two resorts in the city, PCMR and Deer Valley, along with Main Street.
The success of them is a function, I think, of not necessarily reinventing themselves, but continuing to evolve in a way that people still want to come here. Our lifestyle is supported by tourism, and a place is getting a little stale. People aren't going to come. People aren't going to come. They're not going to have the money to provide the things we would like to have.
When asked about a consultant's recent ideas about breaking up neighborhoods and the municipal golf course to create affordable housing, council incumbent Cindy Matsumoto said the city has no intention to do that, but that sometimes creative, out-of-the-box ideas lead you to good ideas.
You know, he threw out some out-of-box ideas, and out-of-the-box ideas, great ideas come. Rest easy. We're not going to build on this golf course or the other golf courses. But, you know, I still think that there's value in thinking of out-of-the-box ideas, and hopefully we can come together as a community and come up with a great idea.
40-year resident Mary Windsor, when asked whether open space should be paid for by taxes, agrees that it should only be bonded for.
I don't feel that a lot of the monies we've bonded for have been spent that wisely. There's been a lot of overspending and I think some extravagant spending. And I personally see the toll that it's taken, that higher taxes have taken on our businesses that rent from us. So I can see quite up close and personal what a small business owner goes through.
Responding to a question about water and growth, COSAC member Tim Henney says he doesn't think water should be a driver for growth.
My personal view is we do not treat water right now as a precious community resource. We view it as a commodity that if you have the money, you can pay for it. And I don't think we're going to be able to view water that way 20 years from now. It's no longer going to be a convenience. And it is a community-wide resource that we should all be working together to conserve and to use wisely.
Other upcoming candidate forums include the KPCW Park Record Forum, held at the Egyptian Theater from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.